Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Dr. Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor, and today we're going to set an intention, basically discussing what matters most. That's pretty much what this show is all about, and today's episode is no different. Today's episode, we're going to talk about staying the course. Basically, staying the course to me is simple. You have objectives and goals that you're trying to reach in life, and there's always that little distraction, that little shiny object off in the distance that takes your eyes away from your goal. Things like that come in many shapes and forms. Sometimes it's a voice, the voice of somebody you're not necessarily comfortable with, that you, as soon as you hear that voice, you start thinking of all the thoughts that that person conjures up in your mind. Thinking about all the times that they've done you wrong, they made you mad, or they did something that basically says, I don't like you. I don't like what you do. I don't like what you stand for. And as soon as you hear that voice, automatically it clicks. You start feeling like you want to reach out and touch them. But at the same time, too, while you're thinking all those thoughts, all the energy that you're putting into those thoughts is taking you away from what your focus and intent was at that moment in time. So if you balance that out by just saying to yourself, I hear the voice, and because I hear the voice, I really need to stay focused, because by staying focused, I'm going to grow myself and get myself into a circumstance where I don't have to deal with that particular person anymore. In one episode, I talked about what I call the walk away. That's basically where somebody comes up to you when you're in your workplace and starts to carry on a conversation that you really don't want to participate in and you really just don't want to hear. But you know, as long as you sit there, either one, and listen, they'll keep talking. Well, the same thing happens when you get distracted in things with things around you and things in life in general. You have to sometimes just re-engage the thought process of the focus. For me, I've started a process a while ago where I set a timer. And once that timer is engaged, I focus for the time limit that I have set for myself. Can it be anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour? Just to allow myself to eliminate all other distractions and stay focused on what I'm working on at that moment in time and move the projects that I have forward. If I get distracted during that time, I reset the timer. And by resetting the timer, it helps me realize that I have to stay focused or else I'll be setting this timer all day long and you'll get more done by doing that. But the thing is that you really need to be able to give yourself a mental break from time to time from doing very intense work. So for me also too, it gives me an opportunity to get up and walk around and get the circulation flowing and really keep health in the forefront of my mind as well. I would also say that in that process, you want to make sure you stay hydrated. You want to stay physically active because a lot of us lead sedentary lifestyles. And somebody may be sitting there saying, what does that got to do with focus? Ever been in a situation where you've had an ache, a pain, a runny nose, or anything that just, you really just cannot focus when those things are not right? You really can't sit there and say, oh, wow, this nose of mine is bothering me, because then you're off course. So all I'm saying to you now is just reach in to your bag of tricks that you have to keep yourself healthy. I mean, and this really does, it really doesn't take that much time to do if you really think about it. Get yourself some water, get yourself some snacks to make sure that you keep your energy up. Get a timer, get focused, and get some things done. That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at the DrLoveShow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.